You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
My daughter lives in constant fear of this man. Deeply in her heart, she fears what this guy is capable of.
All right, everybody, this story just got so much more disturbing, and shit is truly hitting the fan as a very public fight is breaking out within the Republican Party. Pressure is currently mounting for Republican Representative Max Miller of Ohio to resign immediately following very credible allegations of physical abuse against his ex-wife and their two-year-old daughter. I'm talking about pouring boiling hot water on her, hitting her, pointing a gun to his ex-wife's head, and that was before the clavicle bone of his two-year-old daughter was mysteriously broken, and he said it must have been a seatbelt in the car. Well, his ex-wife, Emily Moreno, thinks much differently. On screen now is Senator Bernie Moreno. Senator Bernie Moreno is the father of Max Miller's ex-wife. So it has become this very public feud within the Republican Party where Bernie Moreno, after being quiet for a few years, is now leading the way on trying to get Republicans to hold Max Miller accountable, but nobody is really listening to him. The Republican Party is so sunken. They are so far gone that Donald Trump is shrugging this off. He doesn't care. The Republicans that work with Senator Moreno every single day don't seem to care. I mean, maybe privately they're expressing concern to him, but publicly, all of these representatives and senators who work with Bernie Moreno are basically defending his daughter's abuser, Max Miller. It is incredibly despicable the environment created in the Republican Party, and everything just got so much darker today. We have new receipts, we have new evidence, we have new photos. I do want to issue a trigger warning at this point in the video that we're going to be talking a lot about abuse and domestic violence and showing photos of what's happened. We have photos of the needles that Max Miller was reportedly using, the needles that were talked about in those phone calls we played on the show. We'll play them again in a bit. We also, like, the darkest part of this that's happened over the past day, I guess I'll jump in there. It starts here. The Max Miller debacle gets worse. His ex-wife's lawyers say he shared pictures of their daughter's genitals to 200,000 plus people as a part of his Dropbox effort. So Max Miller and his legal team were trying to assemble a bunch of audio recordings and photos in order to clear his name. It very quickly backfired because the audio recordings make him look very unhinged. He's slurring his words and his ex-wife sounds rather sober, rational, and clear-headed. So Max Miller and his team then ended up releasing child pornography to 200,000 plus people in his effort to compile all of these receipts. Like, sloppy doesn't even begin to describe this. This is awful. This is completely harmful, not only to the two-year-old daughter, but to the entire family, to Emily Moreno, the ex-wife. This must be very distressing for everybody involved, and we can read the new filing right here. Dear Mr. Mink, yesterday, you enabled your client, Congressman Max Miller, to share and disseminate to the public an electronic Dropbox folder of materials. This was in conjunction with a video rant about our client, Emily Moreno, that Miller posted on X. And trust me, that shit was incredibly unhinged as well. This 2-minute, 3-minute live stream where Max Miller tries to clear his name, he says, quote, "My former wife has claimed that during a custody exchange at my home that day, I assaulted her. If I had assaulted her, would she have offered to cook me dinner 6 days later?" Yes, this is exactly how many abusive dynamics work. We don't live in some wonderland where right when abuse happens, every single woman can just leave right away and dip. There are many, many factors that make this very complicated. I mean, I've seen this close to my life. I'm sure many of you have as well. If there's children involved, which there are in this case, it makes it more complicated. If there's stigma involved, which in this case, as a public figure, there is going to be stigma involved, then of course it gets harder. When you combine all of these factors, sometimes it's financial dependency. Sometimes they live together and it's hard for the woman to be independent financially when she relies on the husband. There are so many different situations in which an abusive relationship can continue to go on because it's hard for the woman to leave. So this in and of itself is manipulative and offensive for Max Miller to say, but that is not the main point right here. It says, yesterday, Max Miller posted a video rant about our client. The first time Miller shared the folder, It contained private images of Miller and Miss Moreno's daughter and left her name unredacted. At least one of those images could be considered child sexual abuse material, CSAM, because the daughter's genitals appeared to be visible. The photo was in a document entitled EX306OFW and labeled IMG9158 in the bottom right corner. The post was linked to the folder, published under your name, and garnered over 200,000 views. Oh my God. 1. Whose idea was it to share this intimate image of the child? 2. Why did your firm share it? 3. Did you or your firm vet the images before sharing them? Did anyone? Who? 4. Who removed the images from the second folder? 5. How many people access and download the intimate image? 6. Who downloaded the image? 7. What are you gonna do about this? This is effing wild. Effing disgusting. And I want to show you this clip of Senator Bernie Moreno publicly speaking on the record today. He has not done many interviews about this. In fact, he did not talk about this for 2 years. He gets asked in this clip right here, why didn't you talk about this for 2 years? I'm going to let you guys be the judge of his answer before I give any commentary on it. But just know, we have a lot more evidence of everything that has happened now. We have evidence, we have alarming new photos by the Daily Mail of Trump-backed congressmen after ex-wife's explosive claim. It gets very bad with these photos of needles. But first, I want you to judge, I want you to let me know what you think in the comment section below about what Senator Bernie Moreno says about waiting 2 years to speak about this whatsoever. Take a listen.
Senator Moreno? Senator Moreno, did the lawyer for Max Miller apologize to you?
No, he did not.
Do you believe that Max Miller should resign from Congress right now?
Did you read my statement?
You said he's unfit to serve Congress.
No.
Max...
I did not. I said absolutely. Max... He shouldn't serve in Congress. They need serious help. That's exactly what my statement says. My statement speaks for itself.
He said that you're in response to your statement that it was to protect from your own circus. To that you say what?
It's the ramblings of madmen.
What did you
think? I don't even know what that means.
What did you think of Miller telling Trump he could still win the election?
Look, I don't care about the politics of this. I hope that you guys understand, and maybe I hope you never have to understand what my daughter's been through, what my daughter's going through, what my wife is going through, my two boys and my other daughter are going through. This is truly the seventh level of hell. This has been a horrific experience for my entire family. My daughter specifically did not want this to be out in the public. That's why she asked me to say, lower the temperature. You gotta remember, when you don't have kids and you get divorced, you can just say farewell. You never have to see each other again. But when you have a child, you have to co-parent with that individual for the rest of your life. That means scheduling pickups, scheduling drop-offs. This is not something that you can just say, I'll never have to deal with this guy again. My daughter lives in constant fear of this man. Not like something that's existential, but deeply in her heart, she fears what this guy is capable of. You can't fathom what that makes me feel like, when the dad's number one job is to protect your kids. And to have this whole thing out in the public like this is not what I wanted to do. It's not what my daughter wanted to do. But on Sunday, when he went out and did what he did, including releasing photos of my granddaughter completely naked, that now you have hundreds of thousands of psychotic human beings that have that, and to say oops is grotesque. My personal opinion is that this is a felony and that every single human being that touched that photo and transmitted it electronically should go to jail because it is illegal to do that. This has been brutal beyond comprehension. And if there's any minimum standard for being an elected official, as I said, he fails to meet that minimum basic standard. I don't care about the politics at all. Don't think about it. Doesn't enter my consciousness. Okay?
And respectfully, why didn't you say something earlier? This has been going on for such a long time.
I explained, as I just said, and as maybe you don't understand, when your daughter tells you, you have to de-escalate this thing because you want to keep it private. This has been going on for 2 years. Why did you just cover it today instead of covering it a year ago? This has been going on. This was about de-escalation. Every single week, she has to go arrange for a pickup and drop off of this little child. Just this Sunday, I had to go. Imagine this. I had to go pick her up because I don't want my daughter interacting with this man. So I meet him at the Bay Village police station, because that's the place that we have to go to meet, because I don't know what this guy's capable of. She comes over, gets in our car, we drive away, and if anybody's a parent, she has a little blue bunny that she sleeps with. Max would not hand over the little blue bunny. Literally held it hostage for 48 hours. This girl is crying at night because she can't sleep without her little blue bunny. And his answer is, I'm just not gonna give it to you. So finally yesterday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, yesterday, he lets the little blue bunny go. This is the level of total and complete depravity. Do I want all this in public? No. Do you have any idea that what it's like to go through physical abuse and then mental abuse and then to relive it over and over and over again? That's what my daughter has tried to avoid. She hasn't made a single solitary public statement.
And really quickly, the way that this story has been covered by the media is rather disgusting in and of itself. I checked out Ground News and it showed me that certain right-wing publications are refusing to cover this story entirely. That is why I like and trust Ground News, and that's why they are the sponsor of today's video. I mean, genuinely, just check this out. Max Miller denies abuse allegations, says he will stay in the race. Now, this story that is talking about the abuse allegations and all of this was covered disproportionately by left-leaning sources and centrist sources, but Republican sources and media publications are not covering this at all. Only 18% of the coverage is from Republican sources and 42% is from left-leaning sources. So the bias distribution there is honestly kind of despicable. They also have a blind spot feature, which I really appreciate. It tells you which stories aren't being covered by one side of the aisle. So in this case, RFK Jr. said parents should vaccinate children against measles. This is a very serious problem. RFK Jr. finally comes out and says parents should vaccinate children, and yet it's only being covered by left-leaning sources. Right-leaning publications are refusing to cover this because they think it's like woke. It's just science. It is science. So this is why I really trust and support Ground News. If you want 40% off your Vantage plan with Ground News, go to ground.news/AM, click the link below, scan the code on screen. You should go check out Ground News. It's very helpful. Again, ground.news/AM for 40% off the Vantage plan. Thank you. I mean, I want to know what you guys think about this in the comment section below, but I think he's being genuine here. I think there was likely a genuine urge from his daughter to de-escalate and keep this private, because any public release would be a huge escalation. And, you know, it's hard. I'm not really in a situation to judge what this family is going through, especially the father and the daughter, Senator Bernie Moreno and Emily Moreno. I disagree with the politics of Bernie Moreno, but I would never, ever wish this upon anybody. Max Miller is a sociopathic human being, and all of these Republicans, other than Bernie Moreno, are being blind to it. They are covering their eyes to it. They don't care, or they're acting like it's not a big deal. I mean, that blue bunny story is genuinely some depraved shit. It may seem like a small thing if you don't have kids, but I mean, I'm 23. I remember like 15, 17 years ago when I was very young, I had stuffed animals that meant a lot to me. And I went on a trip one time with my family and I left them. And I remember crying the entire trip. Like, that means a lot to you. So for the father, Max Miller, to intentionally exert pressure on the two-year-old by holding the stuffed animal hostage, that is a type of sociopathic shit you'd hear from somebody who says this: if I had assaulted her, why would she have offered to cook me dinner 6 days later? Absolutely dumbass question. So now, the Daily Mail has obtained a photo of a syringe containing an unknown substance in Congressman Max Miller's bedroom, plus another photo of him grinning with 150 milligram of weed gummies. Homie, the weed gummies are like the least concern in this story. If he was just a stoner, that would be one thing. This guy seems to be an all-around drug addict who is abusing his ex-wife, allegedly breaking the clavicle bone of his two-year-old daughter. He pushed a woman down the stairs back in high school, according to new reporting. This is an abusive, sociopathic human being. I don't care about weed gummies. I care about the abuse that is being covered up every single day. A never-before-seen photograph appears to show a syringe in the bedroom of embattled Trump-endorsed Congressman Max Miller, appearing to directly contradict his own recorded denial that he never had needles by his bed. The bedroom image appears to have been taken by his now ex-wife, Emily Moreno. She said, in the recording that I'll play in one moment, that she was concerned about his use of drugs and found needles by his bed. This is some really scary shit. The image appears to have been taken by Emily Moreno inside the home she shared with Miller. A source familiar with the matter told the Daily Mail. This is him with THC gummies. It depends on what kind of standards you want to hold your representatives to. If you think they shouldn't be taking gummies, they should be. But again, this is like the least offensive thing about this entire story. Here is the two together. In a moment, I'm going to be showing some photos of her bruised that Emily Moreno shared publicly. You see more DC dispensary stuff next to his personal affects, which is really interesting. Next to some of his congressional stuff, he was, you know, ordering flower gummies or whatever. Here is Emily Moreno with a bruise on her right arm, her right tricep, and then her stomach red and swollen right here. This says, the Daily Mail was the first to reveal in May that Miller was facing domestic abuse allegations from Moreno. These are the two on stage right here, Max Miller and Donald Trump. Donald Trump has run to Max Miller's defense multiple times.
Today you are.
Who are you with, please?
I'm with the Washington Examiner, sir.
Good. They're doing good. They've been very nice to me.
You were asked yesterday whether Representative Max Miller should resign from Congress over the allegations, and you said that you'd have a look at it.
Yeah.
Have you thought about that? And also, do you think
well, it's a very sad thing. I know Max. He's a good person. I mean, I always thought he was a very good person. And I'm going to let the families figure that out. You know, those families, I know they're working on it. It's a very sad thing.
Calling Max Miller a good person is like the last possible thing you should do. How do you think this makes Senator Bernie Moreno feel? Like, Bernie Moreno, I know that he says he's not going to make it political, but if he had, I just feel like if I were in this situation, I would be going scorched earth if I were Bernie Moreno. I'd be calling out the president by name. I'd be calling out every single Republican who refused to join my side and calling for him to resign. I would be using every legal mechanism possible to force him to resign. And I would be I would be very vicious about this. I understand that it's hard to judge from an outside view, but the president that this guy voted for, I'm going to assume this guy voted for Trump, is now downplaying his own daughter's abuse. Is that not despicable?
Especially when you know somebody so well, to be going through that. But it's accusations, and I'm going to let them figure that out. Yep.
He's saying that he knows Max Miller well, and he's sorry that he's going through that. Lord have mercy. The reporting is now that Trump called Max Miller yesterday and told him that, quote, things aren't looking good, and reiterated that he had a very tough path to re-election. Miller insisted internal polling showed him in a solid shape and that he'd stay in. Wow. So Moreno is now about to hold the entire Republican Party hostage. Donald Trump is sitting there defending him. But behind the scenes, he's saying, dude, you are not going to be winning this. He only cares about politics. He only cares about power with no morals otherwise. One more time, Trump tells Max Miller that his candidacy is in trouble. He phoned Max Miller on Monday and expressed doubts about the Ohio Republican's candidacy amid reports he assaulted his ex-wife. I still can't believe Trump in this clip said that Max Miller is going through a rough time, as if Max Miller is the victim in this case whatsoever. Listen to this phone call that was released by Max Miller. Audio recordings released by Max Miller. Let me know in the comment section. Does this make him look better or worse? In my eyes, it makes him look worse.
I have gone into your backpack because I truly do believe you have a drug problem.
Okay. What drugs?
Well, at first it was weed, and then I found needles next to your bed.
You found needles?
Yes, I did, and I took a picture of it. So you can try to deny it to me.
Okay.
I don't know why that's funny. That's actually really fucking scary.
Okay, you found
it was a huge impetus of why I left.
Okay. Go for it. Test me for whatever you would like.
You're Max.
So this is him being a smug asshole, but then in September of 2024, he admitted that he was on TRT.
Okay, but I understand. And the other thing too, and I completely agree with you, but the other thing too is 8 months prior, okay, I want to be clear and have an understanding about this. I told you I was doing TRT and then I had stopped. I want to be clear because you acknowledged that and you knew
what's
I was
TRT?
Testosterone replacement therapy. You knew I was doing that. I know this for a fact. So you've already acknowledged it. You already know that that behavior was going on and you already know that it has ceased for over 7 months. So
what you told me was you did it several times and that was it.
Correct.
Right. So when I found a needle, I had no idea what the fuck it was. I also
asked you several times if you were still doing it, and you said no.
I mean, this guy is clearly manipulative, and just the way he speaks, you can hear it in his voice. He is a liar. I'm going to leave it there. We're going to continue to cover this every single day. The Republican Party needs to focus on accountability. We need to hold our electeds to a higher level. When Swalwell and Graham Platner had serious allegations in the same way, we forced them out within like 24 hours. Swalwell was gone right away, as he should have been. This, on the Republican side, is becoming, it's been a huge problem for a decade. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate this, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you on the next one. Peace out.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.